Chapter 3. "Hey, kid," Mac called as McQueen headed toward him. "Congrats on the tie."
"I don't want to talk about it," the rookie replied grumpily. "Come on, let's go, Mac. Saddle up. What did you do with my trailer?"
"I parked it over at your sponsor's tent," Mac said. "You gotta make your personal appearance."
McQueen groaned. His sponsor was Rusty's medicated bumper ointment, and the tent was always filled with rusty old cars. McQueen would have preferred something flashier, like Dynaco, but it was Rusty's that had given him his big break. And a contract was a contract. He had to make a personal appearance, and that was that. He forced a smile and drove into the tent.
"Nothing soothes a rusty bumper like Rusty's," McQueen's recorded image said over a plasma TV screen in the back of the tent.
"Wow, look at that shine! Use Rusty's and you too can look like me. Ka-chow!" The race car heaved a sigh as he watched his bosses, two brothers who were the owners of Rusty's, tell their usual bad jokes. The rusty cars who filled the tent laughed their bumpers off at everything the two brothers said.
"I remember this car from Swampscott," one brother said to the crowd. "He was so rusty he didn't even cast a shadow."
The assembled cars hooted and honked as soon as they saw their hero.
"Eck, I hate rusty cars," McQueen muttered under his breath. "This is not good for my image."
He slunk behind a cardboard cutout of himself, trying to hide.
"Hey, look, there he is," one of the brothers cried, catching sight of McQueen.
"Our almost champ," the other shouted. "Get your rear end in here, kid."
A spotlight flashed onto McQueen. He made his way through the rusty cars, greeted the crowd, and forced himself to laugh at his boss's jokes. Finally, it was time for him to go.
"Ah, we love you," his boss said as McQueen backed into his trailer. "And we're looking forward to another great year, just like this year."
McQueen smiled. Then the gate crashed down.
"Not on your life," he grumbled.